All right. Hi, everybody. I am Jackie with Elite Performance. And today I'm going to tell you a story. And it just so happens that my last name is Story. So I always find that that's kind of funny that I always have a story to tell. But I hope that when you listen to this story, if you're a coach, you're thinking about, do you have this type of athlete on your team? If you're a parent, are you seeing this at home? Or if you're an athlete yourself, are you portraying these attributes, these characteristics that are kind of hindering you when it comes to athletics? So it all started when I really started to get my hours in for sports psychology. I had to work with a number of athletes. I had to get 400 hours in. And I decided that I also wanted to work with athletes on my team, but have it more individualized instead of team sports psychology. I also wanted to apply it individually, which, you know, sports psychology, you should. Sometimes it's very difficult as an athletic coach to do that. But there was an athlete that I had trained for 4 years now. This is his senior year. And as I dug a little deeper, I realized that he had extrinsic motivation, which means that his motivation didn't come from the inside. It actually came from the outside, that it came from awards and times. And throughout the years, he would progressively get upset because he was not the number one runner. It is what it is. He can't control it sometimes. And so he was a very talented athlete. And I realized he doesn't believe in what he can do. And so he's looking for these external rewards to prove to himself that he's good because he doesn't believe that he's good. Lots of excuses came up. I can't do this because blah, blah, blah. And so every day I would ask him, you know, why do you run? Why do you compete? And every day it was, I don't know. I run for the reward. I run for the place. I run for the trophy. I run for everything that's external. And I knew if I was going to make any sort of difference that I had to make it intrinsic. So I did a lot of thinking and soul searching and researching at the same time, because I'm writing a lot of my papers on him. And I was like, I want this season to have meaning. I want this season to feel like he has value on the team. And when he's, you know, thinking I'm not going to be the number one runner, I must not have value. I must not be that important. But I wanted him to feel important. So I put together a mentoring program. And this was the first time I've ever done it. I know a lot of other programs, they do like the big sister, little sister program, the big brother program. And I've never done anything like that. So, I mean, I would have my high schoolers work with elementary students, you know, and have them be mentors that way, but I never had them mentor each other. And so I decided to do that, where I kind of broke up the team, upperclassmen working with lowerclassmen or inexperienced teammates. And the next time he went out and competed, it was like a 180-degree change. He was motivated. He got one of his best times. He was happy. He was successful. What that looked like to him as successful. And it was really, really great. So I came up to him and I was like, okay, what is the difference between how you competed a couple of weeks ago to how you competed last night? And he goes, well, I'm mentoring somebody now and I don't want them to see what I battle. I was like, ooh, so you're making a difference for somebody else. Is there a way on your team that you can make your sport bigger than what it really is? Make it not only just about your sport, but something bigger outside your sport. Make it meaningful in some way. And then that will help some athletes. But as his athlete continues to train, and again, extraordinary, huge 180 degree, and then he hurts himself, hurts his ankle. And so I tell him for the rest of the week, no running. And then we'll start with every other day, trying to get back into it. And then the next competition, I may not run him, which I didn't. I waited until a conference meet to run him. And what happened was there was zero improvement, but he pretty much ran the same time. And he goes, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm not even competing anymore and I should quit. And I don't even, like, it was a whole yelling match after the competition. And I was like, whoa, I see that you're upset, right? Let's have some empathy here. I see that you're upset. But I said, by no means was this a failure. And I said, this was a success. And I'm like, you haven't even been running every day and you're hitting the exact same time as a great time that you had before you got hurt. And I said, that's consistency. Consistency is key. That's huge. That's excellent. And it took him a while to see that if we notice things as a failure, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. If we can look at the good things that are going on in our competition, that's also success. And he wasn't looking at that. He was just looking at, I don't even remember if we won or lost. Like I do not remember that. I just remember the heightened emotion that we had because of the result that we didn't get. Here's the thing about competition, everybody. We do not always get the result that we want. You got to trust in that process. You know, why do Olympic athletes and these athletes who finally hit their goal, why are they so emotional? They're not emotional because of the time they got or the win that they got in that moment. It is because of the hardship that they encountered. It's because of what they had to go through and the failure that they went through, and they had to get up time and time again. And they had to say, I'm going to trust that it's working. I'm going to trust. I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to give up. And that's why they're so emotional. So I have this athlete that's on the verge of quitting. He doesn't understand why he's not improving, but that's not how I see it. And that's not how I want him to see it. And so we continue through the season and he's finally able to start utilizing positive self-talk. He's able to see himself as doing good things. He's able to see himself as a role model. He's able to experience so much positive psychology and seeing all the greatness that he has actually built up from the summer to early season to after he got hurt to where he is now. And he goes and he competes in this regional competition. And I do believe it is his performance and his ability to have fun with it and smile during the race and just do what he knows how to do is the reason why we qualified for the state final. This team hadn't qualified for the state final in over 16 years. Individuals have, and we've had great individuals at our school, but as a team has not qualified in over 16 years. And he put all of that aside, all of that extrinsic. He decided to run for him. He's going to run because he loves to run. He is going to compete because he knows he's good enough to compete, which was not the case when we started. So is mental strength important? Absolutely. You can be as gifted as you want. You can be as talented as you want. You could be as strong as you want. But if your mindset is not in the right place, that's where I get a little worried. Like, where are we going to end up? Is that truly your best? Could you give a little bit more? And the answer is always yes. You just have to find that greatness within you. And so I just love that story. Especially where, you know, it's at that point, every athlete has that point where, am I going to keep going or am I going to be done? And he chose to keep going and he chose this level of greatness that allowed a team to do something that they have never done before. Well, in 16 years. And now there's a continuation where it just keeps happening now. And it's not by magic. It is because the continuation of mental strength is present, that we believe in what we can do, that we believe in the strength that we have, that we believe that greatness is inside of us and we don't need a medal or a trophy to prove that. And so in some way, I hope that this story inspires you, whether you're an athlete, coach, or parents. I hope that, you know, if you do have an athlete who is struggling with themselves, not knowing if they're good enough, not believing that, you know, if they're not number one, they're not good at all, that doesn't have to be the case. They can be the best that they could be and strive for greatness in themselves, whatever that looks like. And so I encourage you to subscribe to this podcast, to subscribe. I'm also on YouTube as well. And just keep the greatness alive. Have athletes see how great they are. And I'm very grateful that you listened to my story time. And I encourage you to find your greatness. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and take care.